We're gonna ask Kirby Smart questions.
Is he hydrated, Kirby? Was your throat a little parched there?
From what?
from answering the same. They told you that you need to take a breather, Kirk. Coach.
Take a breather. I came straight up here from the ESPN coverage. He told me he said Randy's gonna get on you about taking a break. I was like, what?
No,
break?
I did not.
I'm trying to get the hell out of here. I'm going fast as I can. Ain't no break.
Well, Kirby, we know this because last time you were with us, it was a situation where you ended up having to be in Mississippi because you didn't take your wife to the south of France. We found out it is your wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary to you and Mama.
Yes.
So what are you going to do now, Kirby? Because you got a couple more weeks to camp.
We go back Monday. We got to go back to work, man. It starts up back in the office Monday. So we've had 3 weeks out and about. She's in Mississippi right now with my youngest. He's playing baseball.
Right.
They're trying to fly me back over there to go to Mississippi. And it's 110 degrees on that turf right now. I'm trying to enjoy this AC, Sir Randy. Hey, man. How does somebody from Fort Valley get a Sir Randy name? Like, how did you do that?
Well, you know, I'm an international player, Kirby. You know, I got roots all over the place.
International player. You just crush a lot. You just crush a lot.
Five different continents.
Hey, they told me you had to buy that thing. You had to go buy it.
No, that is not what happened. My coworkers bought it.
I bought it. Yeah. I bought it, Kirby.
Do you have to call him that in the States or only if you're over there?
Only if I'm over there.
Oh, okay. We ain't got to worry about that then.
Yeah.
If you want, we can get you one. It's not that expensive.
Now, Kirby will go get knighted by the actual guy.
That's how
popular you are. Hey, Kirby, I wanted to get – because I know that you were talking earlier today, and I saw something interesting about this. 54% of your team, Kirby, right now is first and second-year player.
Scary. Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable how that is, but how do you manage to try to see if you can get it the other side as far as 3- and 4-year players? Because these guys, we understand there's player movement and all those things,
right.
But the retention of your players, it seems like it's the most important thing nowadays.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's hard to be on that other side because what happens to kids if, you know, if they get to the 3rd and 4th year and they're not starting or playing, they're gone. And that's just kind of the way of the world. I mean, it is what it is. There's no wait around and go play now. It's if I'm not playing, I'm gone. So you got to get those young guys ready faster than ever before. I mean, it's always that way, but you felt like back in the day it was like, okay, well, I'll wait my turn. Now there's no wait turn. It's like I got to get on the field.
Yeah, I mean, you just used a phrase that we use a lot when talking about various conversations in this era of college football, which is, it is what it is. Maybe you don't like it, but you can argue with it if you want. It's not changing. From your perspective, and your motto is the standard is the standard, what's the hardest change that you've had to accept?
I feel like the hardest change is not the money at all. The money I'm great with. It's the transient. It's the ability to move twice when things get hard. Like I find that not easy to handle because I'm trying to accumulate a team and make the best team I can possibly have. And if a kid can move one time a year, that's great. When they move twice a year, it makes it where you never have a team, like you never have a core. So I'm not, you know, that's probably the hardest part to navigate. If you could take that out and say, okay, you move once and I got my team the rest of the time, I'm good. Give me the soldiers that want to be here and go play. Let's go do it.
Kirby, how was this team? Because every year I remember when the national championship team said, well, no, that team won it, not you guys, all these different things. So every year is a different team. What is it about? And I know it's still early and you got camp and everything like you were saying. What have you learned about this team right now that is currently constructed getting ready for the season?
A bunch of hungry dudes, man, because they feel like they haven't accomplished anything. There's a lot of them that haven't started before. So it's like, okay, I played, but I hadn't started. Okay, I played, but I hadn't started. I feel like last year it was a lot of returning starters. And some of them, you know, say what you want. When you're a starter, you get comfortable sometimes.
Right.
These guys are not comfortable. They're kind of like, okay, how am I going to leave my mark? This is my year. So it seems a little more energy, a little more enthusiasm as it's new to them, but they also haven't been in those moments. Those big moments and those tough games.
Georgia head football coach Kirby Smart joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Talked about the player movement and not having maybe 3rd and 4th year guys. One thing you do have from a continuity standpoint is the same coaching staff.
Yes.
And that's actually true across the league. Like, it's all the same head coaches, a lot of the same coordinators.
Hey, bro, you can't fire nobody when you're paying these players.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. That's what I was going to ask you if you had
administrators,
a theory about what
them administrators slowed all that firing down, boy. They saw them contracts, and they said, ooh, woo. That's the one thing. No, you ain't heard one coach complain about that. The coaches are like, you know what? I'm good, man. They can't fire me. They got to pay me.
That's funny. That was my theory
exactly.
earlier.
He said it
I didn't
earlier.
Know if that was real
he
or said, not, but if you that, say it is, it is.
I don't know earlier. If it is. I'm not an administrator, so I don't know that. But okay. I know that there's been less movement. You know, there's been – as there's more parity, there's less reason, too. You know, I mean, everybody's on the hot seat, but an AD sitting there going, okay, wait a second. So you're telling me I'm gonna fire this guy, and if I fire him, every player on my team can walk out the door within 30 days. And so they're like, well, I don't want to have to pay everybody an extra pay raise. The pay raises they would pay on the 30 days of guys navigating the portal would way outweigh that buyout they had to pay on that coach.
Right.
Kirby, I know because we were having fun with the whole thing as far as not naming who the starter is, and we had fun with Everett about, are you the starting corner and all those different things. No, I'm not. I still have to earn it. And I know that's a big part of what you believe in. But your quarterback room in general, because you were talking about young and youth and all this, your quarterback room is just along with that youth also.
Yeah, a bunch of babies in there. I mean, Puglisi feels like he just got here, you know, and he's the guy that's battling with Gunner. And he was here last year, but he didn't get much reps in the spring. He had an injury, and then he didn't get a ton of reps in the fall. So, you know, we go into the year very different than years past. I mean, we had a Carson, Brock, Gunner year where it felt like all three of them were old. And then Brock disappeared, and it was Carson and Gunner. And now Gunner seems old, but he's new, and then everybody underneath him is really young.
I've heard you say a couple times that last year was the best coaching job that you and your staff have done. Why do you say that?
Easily. Because, number one, the schedule we had to navigate.
Yes.
Number two, winning the toughest conference in the world to win. Okay. And number three, going on the road and doing what we did. And I thought our staff managed that incredibly well, and our staff did an awesome job.
How about the big boys up front, Kirby? I mean, because that's been the staple of most teams since, you know, whatever, as far as the trenches. You talk about this conference, it's all about the trenches. How is that going with you? Because you do have youth up front on both sides of the line.
Yeah, it's going to be a new year, man. We felt like we had a lot of vets on the offensive line that are just gone, just tons of starts. And I don't know how big a talent drop-off it's going to be as much as it is an experience drop-off. And then D-line, same way. I mean, Warren Brinson and Nas Stackhouse were around forever. Throw Mike Hill and Ty in there, they were there forever. And now you've got a lot of new guys. And I don't know. It's just going to be a really different kind of year in terms of the offensive and defensive line. There's just new faces, and I'm hoping that maybe they play harder. You know, maybe they play with more passion, fire, and energy and get an opportunity to do that.
Have you – we didn't get a chance to hear the media availability earlier as we've been on the air. We'll hear it later. But is there a message? Is there a motto? Like a couple years ago, it was be the hunter, not the hunted. Yeah. What is it for this year's team?
I wouldn't say there is one. I mean, if anything, it's we're trying to play with fire, passion, and energy, and I want to see that. I want to see it, like, tangible. I want to see it in, like, your movements, but not so much a mantra. It's just show me how much you care. Don't come here and just say you're going to collect a check, because we're going to keep it moving if you do.
Last one for me, Kirby, do you feel like you guys – and I know you don't, but I'm going to ask this anyway, because this I'm not a media guy, but this is a media guy question, all right? So take it like that.
Wow.
Do you feel like you're underdogs? Do you feel like you're underrated right now, not talked about right now?
I feel like we're not talked about. I don't know if I feel like we're underdogs, you know. I mean, when somebody says, oh, well, they predicted y'all to win the SEC, or they predicted Texas to win this. I mean, that's obvious. They do that every year. They're going to pick, you know, whoever won it the year before. So maybe slept on, not talked about, but I don't know if underdogs is the right role or not.
Final one from us, and again, thanks for the time. We appreciate it, as always. Yep. With the anniversary, everybody out there would love to be coached by Kirby. Most people don't get to be. A lot of husbands listening. What would you tell the newly married, the young husbands in the audience?
Oh, boy. It'll never be the same, brother. Hey, you better get your guys trip on the calendar early.
This man's sweating over here. That question ain't you got it. He's sweating over here.
You better get the guys trip and the guys weekend on the calendar early. Early. Mow that lawn, baby.
Thank you, Kirby.
Hey, Kirby, appreciate
Thank
it,
y'all.
Baby.
Good talking to you, Sir Randy.
Whatever, man. Bye, man. Good luck, Coach. I'll talk to you later
Thank
on.
You.